Come in. Don't dawdle. Hurry up and sit down. We've a lot to discuss. Oh, are you nervous? Good, you should be nervous. Of course you're in trouble. Why else would I call you in here? It's not like I have any other thing to do with you. Would you like to tell me what you've been up to? Oh, come on, don't play dumb with me. You know exactly what you've been doing, and so do we. Do you know that company emails are tracked and monitored so we can see what you've been up to on your work computer? And you were stupid enough to send it at work. So I've seen it. All of it. I know what you've been up to. So are you going to tell me? Or do I have to show you myself? Fine. If you're going to be such a coward. I know. About. The fan fiction. The stupid, hypnotic fan fiction you've been writing. Now, my question for you is, why have you been dumb enough to write a spicy, hypnotic fan fiction at work about your boss? I should just fire your ass right now. I should. However, I don't know. I read the fan fiction. Well, you got it all wrong. Yeah, how you described falling into my eyes, how their depths would pull you in, none of that was very realistic at all. And in fact, I'm not even mad about the fan fiction. I'm mad that you got all the little details wrong. So you know what? I'm just going to have to show you exactly what it would be like. Oh, come now. Don't start getting all coy with me. I know you've wanted this for a long time. I read the writing. And while it was awfully desperate and pathetic, it had some charm to it. You see, I do have interests in hypnosis. And in fact, I've been using them to get what I want for years. Let me show you how I do that. So why don't you get nice and close? Okay, or I can just come to you, lean over you like this, and show you exactly how hypnotic I am. Look into my eyes. Don't you dare look away. Gaze deeply into them. I know you find them mesmerizing. And you've imagined this moment so many times. I wonder how it will feel to finally get your wish to be deeply hypnotized by me, under my control, under my spell. Just mesmerized and enchanted. So stare. That's simply the beginning, just getting you lost in me. And you might try and look away, but you can't. My words start to wrap around your head. My eyes overwhelm your senses until there's nothing left for you to do but just stare, blankly into my eyes. I can see with every single blink. Your eyes are starting to grow heavy, droopy, drowsy. My charms are just too much for you, I guess. And that's okay. It's good to let them overwhelm you. They've overwhelmed so many, many minds before. Why should yours be any different? And as you focus and fixate and stare into my eyes, you start to realize something. You start to see parts of my eyes you've never noticed before. I've been your boss for years now, and you've never even looked this deeply before. And as you stare, you start to feel my sway overwhelming your senses, creeping over your mind so easily. And all it will take is just a little nudge from me, and your mind will go reeling down into the depths of my hypnotic control. You're just that easy. I'm just that powerful. Your eyes are already growing heavy, droopy, drowsy. And that's okay. The longer you stare, the harder it is to keep yourself awake. So you focus. So you fixate. So you wait. And you see my hand raising in front of your face, knowing that any second I'm going to snap my fingers, and it's going to send you reeling into deep trance. Just like now. Sleep. Sink. Fall. Down. Very good. Very, very good.